Welcome to Career Tools. Today's show, community relationships. Here we go. A few weeks ago on our Facebook page, we asked the impertinent question, what are you doing to use your professional skills to improve your community? We got a lot of posts, right? And many people posted about the projects they were involved with. You know, some were working with children to marketing for nonprofits. Others were doing other things. And we absolutely support all your efforts to improve your communities, right? That's something that's important. People benefit from it and you'll get a lot from it. And there are some cautions about your behaviors which prevent problems in both your professional and your community efforts. And we want to talk a little bit about that.
I'll probably irritate some people saying it. You just said it's important for people to work in their communities. It is, but it's not important professionally. You know, I think we have to be careful about saying, oh, this is important and this is important and this is important. If everything is important, then nothing's important. And we support it. You know, you and I give to charity. I've started a fundraiser years ago. I've been involved in fundraisers, and professionally speaking, it's not that important. It's noteworthy. It's laudable. It's valuable in your personal life, but it's probably not as valuable professionally as people want to make it out to be.
Yeah, that's a good point. That is a very good point, right? Distinguish the, make sure you understand the difference.
Yeah. And we have three specific recommendations. Number one, you can never forget your professional position when you're in your community. It matters. You are representative of your company, even a small company. That probably sounds old-fashioned to some people, but people know whom you work for, and that makes a difference. Number two, never promise anything in the name of your company. Never act as if because you're in a big company, you can do something from the company, because you may be able to, but you probably can't in many cases. And lastly, you've got to recognize, and this is a hard thing to say, but this is Manager Tools or this is Career Tools, and we don't shy away from saying hard things. Community standing really doesn't enhance your professional standing all that much. There are exceptions. The exceptions are usually written about, and so they're in the press, and so therefore they're more well known. But the exception, frankly, proves the rule. It just doesn't do as much as we might like it to for our careers.
Good. Okay. So let's talk about your first point. Never forget your professional position.
Yeah. Look, you never stop being the person from Company X, right? No matter what the event, no matter whether you leave your office or not, you know, if it's something at the office, obviously that makes it easier for you to be, you know, part of the company when you're doing it. But you may be thinking, I want to leave my job at the office. It's nice to do that mentally or emotionally and then be at home or be on a long weekend or to be away from the office. But the people in your community know you not only as the person you are in your community, but also the person who works for whatever company you work for. And if they don't, and you're dealing with other adults, within 15 minutes, somebody's going to ask you, oh, hey, great. I haven't met you. My name's so-and-so. And, you know, what do you do and where do you work? And of course, if you're in a smaller community or if you're in a sub-community in a larger city or something, they're going to immediately say they know somebody from your company. And that absolutely makes a difference. Whether you're putting up a house for somebody or you're celebrating at the end of a hard day working, you know, in the community, you not only represent, but you also represent your company. Look, we know you're a nice person, but the negatives are much easier to understand. If you're putting up a house and you're not feeling great, so look, you feel like it's the right thing to do. You could have easily stayed home, but you decide, no, I committed to this. It's part of being a good community member. I'm going to go ahead and go to work. But you don't put as much effort in because you're sick. Or maybe you miscalculate when you're measuring something and you get angry about it and have to, you know, you violate the old rule of measure twice, cut once, and you measure once and end up having to cut twice. Other people don't just think, oh, Jim's a bit lazy or Jim was off on that calculation. And, oh, by the way, gosh, he's got a little bit of a temper. They go further than that, like it or not. They think Jim's a bit lazy. No wonder the company isn't doing well. Or is that the kind of people they hire? Do they think that's okay at Superplastic to have a temper like that? You know, they've got openings, but I don't know that I want to work with people like him. And is this fair? No. Is it reasonable? No. Are people emotional? Yes. Do people make three or four snap judgments about you in the first minute, layering on top of your behaviors their judgment about their state of mind in order for them to behave that way? Sure, they do. You know, that may not be what we want, but it's what happens. Number nine, embrace reality. Look, folks, we're as responsible for our company's reputation as anybody else who works there. Companies with bad reputations don't attract the top-tier candidates. And I know you hear that bad reputation, you say, oh, I'm volunteering. Don't I get some credit? Don't they balance out? Yeah, not necessarily. It's a good thing to volunteer. We want you to volunteer. And you've got to recognize that you represent your company in virtually everything you do. And the higher you go, the more you represent it. You know, people don't want to go to work at a company where they can draw negative conclusions from a few minutes with somebody. We're not going to say losing your temper once at a house building for Habitat for Humanity, for instance, a great program, is going to cause your company, whether it's XYZ Corporation or Apple, you're not going to cause your company to lose stock value or anything like that. That's a stretch, right? But if you do have something like that, there is an impact in the same way that there's an impact that you want a little bit of credit. And people know that, you know, if there are two or three people from your company at something in the afternoon, they know that your company is willing to let you go do things in the community. You can't have it both ways. You can't have your company benefit from being seen as someone who allows people to work in the community, not behave professionally and say, oh, people will forgive me for that. If you're volunteering and you lose your temper, again, you're not going to hurt your company in the big scheme of things. But communities are a little bit different than that. Usually there's a few big employers in one community, and it's possible that your behavior is going to affect the reputation of that office, of that employer. Especially, again, if you're a little higher up on the flagpole. As I've said before, the higher you are on the flagpole, the more your rear end is exposed. You can't forget about who you are at work and the effect your behavior could have. And it's probably not that much. But again, if you're going to want credit for volunteering, if you're going to want credit for being in the community, if you're going to want your company to get a little credit as being a good neighbor, a good community member, and then something doesn't go right or you don't behave well, then that's going to reflect as well. We wish it wouldn't, but it does. And look, we've got a special note here for bosses. If you're a manager, a team lead, a supervisor, or even if you're just the most senior person in your team, someone people look up to, for instance, everyone else is acutely aware of that, even when you're not at work. No matter what you're doing, people know you're the boss. That affects the way they speak to you, the way they act around you, and the things they're willing to say and not say. However much you may want to be just a regular guy who happened to be in carpentry years ago, really enjoyed it, but now is too busy as an executive and want to get back to your roots, don't kid yourself. To the people around in your community, they're going to figure out you're an executive. You're going to have to put down your job title on a form somewhere, and people are going to know, and people are going to talk about, ooh, executive vice president, ooh, president, ooh, manager, ooh, we should ask the manager for funds, right? Because managers have budgets. People know you never are just you, and that's good. And it also has negatives, and you ought to know that.
Yeah. I guess the other way of looking at that as well is, in some way, because of that position, the things you do, the things you say, behaviors you exhibit while you're engaging in these activities will carry forward to work, right? They will be known at work. You can't be somehow different in the community than you are at work and expect that difference to be respected. It won't.
It won't. Yeah. Yeah. And people say all the time, you know, when we at our effective communication conference, this is me at work, but I'm different at home. And of course, it's always the high D's, right? Oh, I'm a pussycat at home. No, probably you're not. And if you think you're going to be, I respect that. You know, I don't want to be a manager when I'm volunteering at the homeless shelter. I don't want to sit in the back room and do budgets just because I'm a finance guy. I want to help people. I want to feel like I'm helping people. I want to shake people's hands and, you know, offer to assist people directly and see a smile on their face rather than doing important work somewhere else. And, you know, you may think, I don't want to be the work me. And unfortunately, you are. You're always going to be all of you. And if you think you can just shed that for a little while, if it takes more than an hour or two, you're going to go back to being yourself that you are at work. Not because your work self is bad or good. It's just who you are. And you can't fake it for that long.
Okay, so we're talking about doing community work outside of the confines of your company. Well, how does that play in terms of promises you make in the name of your company?
Yeah, I think a lot of times people promise stuff and then they give it off book, which is a whole separate cast, right? You can't promise funding. You can't promise support. You can't promise donations of goods or services or labor in the name of your company. And I know people are saying, well, of course I can't commit my company. But it's much easier to fall into than you might imagine. Somebody asks you for a donation from your company and you want to be generous. You're proud of your company. You feel they would do this if they knew. You think they'd want to be generous. Oh, yeah, we'll give you $500 or sure, there's some petty cash or something. Or maybe you're smart and you say, you hedge a little bit and you say, I'm sure we'll be able to help. The problem is we're pretty sure you can see which way this is going to go, right? If you are not crystal clear on your inability to commit on behalf of the organization, and by the way, it's funny that you want to be just Jim, but then you're willing to commit the company. Oh, that's funny. Okay. Yeah. Others are going to assume that you have done so. Unless you're crystal clear, this is just coming from me. It's not coming from the company. I don't have the ability to commit to the company. Others are going to assume that it's coming from the company if you say nice things about willingness to ask the company. So you can't leave your language open to interpretation. And look, if you do make a commitment on behalf of the company and the company is unable or unwilling to follow through, you've damaged your reputation in the company and your company's reputation in the community. Double whammy. It'd be far better to say, I absolutely can do nothing. You cannot talk to me about my company. I'm here as an individual citizen, which, by the way, still makes you look good and it doesn't make your company look bad. And then if you really want your company to help, privately lobby, go through the steps and make it happen and then surprise people. Yeah, you just can't. You can't assume. And if you do say, I'm willing to talk to my company, recognize you're committing yourself to a fairly bureaucratic process that's not going to be trivial and you're not going to get to make the decision. And those of us who have been doing community work for 30 years, we can promise you, it's not easy to get your company's approval on things. It's just as easy to keep quiet about it.
Must have been 20 years ago, but as a young executive, I made the mistake of talking to somebody one time and they asked me if I could get the company to make a donation. And I didn't say I could. I said I'd try.
Mm-hmm.
There was months recovering from that simple statement. When they heard I'll try, they heard I will.
I will. And yeah, you seem like a sharp guy, Mike, by the way, just in case you're wondering. So try is do, for people like you. If you say you're going to try, well, I couldn't do it, but Ozan can.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But bureaucracy can break you, folks, I promise. The only people who can make these commitments are those authorized to do so by the company. And if you haven't specifically been told you are not. Big companies have whole teams of community relations specialists with just those kinds of responsibilities. And by the way, we want your company to be involved in the communities they're involved in. And frankly, they get asked enough and there are people in HR that are constantly being asked to donate hot dogs or hot dog buns or money for food or support materials and all kinds of things. And frankly, if you knew the total amount of money your company gave, most of you would be surprised. Most of you would say, wow, I didn't know that. And sometimes it is people like us, individuals asking and going through the bureaucratic process, but a lot of times it's not. It is the end result of a company saying, we have three charities and this is how we donate and this is the process. And it may be done at such a high level with one of those big cardboard checks, you never see it. And you might say, well, gosh, it'd kind of be better if more people were working on the community. The company would disagree. The company would say, we get PR for the check. And we get to designate how it works. And it doesn't take people taking time away from work to do it. At the same time, look, your company wants you to do it. And most bosses will be understanding. Not all, but most bosses will be understanding. And there is a difference between money and time. They're fungible, but they are different. So, look, if you're in a small company, the CEO is probably the only one who would make those commitments. And if they have a board, the CEO will probably need to consult the board at a small company. And if you have a small company, a lot of times there's not a lot of cash to do so with. So if you're asked, be clear, be absolutely crystal clear. I can't make a commitment on behalf of the company. I'll happily do X myself, and I can put you in touch with the right person at the company. Do you see that? There you go. Now you're out of the discussion. Look, I'll be happy to introduce you to that person. I know who he is. Okay. But I'm sorry, I can't do it. What I'm doing here today and the donations I made come from me personally.
Now, judging by the amount of times we see community activities, which are
not
relevant to professional accomplishments on resumes, right? We see it all the time. People put this stuff on their resumes that's not related, right?
Yep.
There's this huge misunderstanding of the impact that community work does on your professional standing.
I actually say it a little bit differently, but you're right. You're absolutely right. And what I say is people really want community standing to matter. They really do. Yes. People, when it comes to resumes, people don't want to think about what companies want. They want to think about what they want to tell the companies. And it's all about making themselves look good. And they forget to think communication is what the listener does. What does the company really want to know? What the company really wants to know is, what have you done in your job and how well have you done it? But yeah, look, we'll say it again. We'll absolutely support your community efforts. We do. They just don't mean as much as you want them to when it comes to your profession. Now, look, guys, we're not the ones making up these rules. You can send me a nasty email. I know I'm going to get somebody saying this is wrong and this is bad. Look, I don't know how it is that we try to speak truth and therefore, you know, people want to shoot the messenger. But it'd be great if everybody's personal community efforts were more respected, although it would mean more people would spend less time at the office, which would seem to be counterproductive from the standpoint of the organization. But it just doesn't mean as much as people want them to. I mean, if your boss had to keep track of every single one of her directs and what they're doing and what the value is and trying to objectify that or make it non-subjective, it'd be nuts. It'd be crazy. Look, your professional standing is based on your results for the organization. That means how much you have added value to the company through your work. Look, being a wonderful person is important to the world. We say this all the time. Mike and I have ended hundreds of conferences by saying, if every manager could help every one of their directs achieve their potential, if every manager achieved his or her potential, truly close the gap between where they are and where they're capable of being, there wouldn't be any hunger. There wouldn't be any famine. Mike and I believe we're absolutely changing the world. Not just the management world, but we believe if we change the management world, we're going to change the entire world. We believe that in the long run, more people doing management and managing their careers and not making stupid mistakes, doing it the right way, a more professional way, a more effective way, is going to mean there are going to be less people who starve to death in the world. I refuse to allow anybody to get between Mike and I and our belief in a better world. We live it. We volunteer and we donate and we think it's important. And again, being a wonderful person is important to the world. It just doesn't mean as much as to how you're seen within your company as you might want it to. How you're seen in the company is based on your results and your internal relationships, as simple as that. If you have bad results in your company, your community activities, however admirable, will not improve your reputation. Even if you have mediocre results and you want your community activities to make up for them, they won't. If you expect them to, you'll be disappointed. To be clear, unless your community activities are absolutely aligned with your professional goals and accomplishments, and it's part of your job, they don't belong on your resume. And look, nor should you expect special accommodations for your community activities. You can't. People who expect to leave work early on a regular basis because it's for charity should expect conclusions to be drawn about that. In other words, charity is more important than work, which your boss probably doesn't agree with.
And if he does, he's probably not going to be your boss very long.
Yeah, it's sad. I mean, look, again, don't shoot the messenger. It might be true that your community activities are more important to you than your career.
It might.
But we doubt it, since you're listening to us at Career Tools. Occasionally leaving early is fine. But don't expect to be able to leave early or come in late on a regular basis and not have that affect your progression. Okay. Let's live in the world we have now. And despite what some people may be thinking, this is a timeless cast. This is true now. It will, we believe, always be true, or at least for the next 50 years or so. And we want that to change slightly. what we don't want. If companies, frankly, if companies started making it easier and more appreciated and more measured that you were out in the community, more people would be out in the community. And that might be good for the community, but it probably wouldn't be good for the company. And so we're careful about that. You need to know what the ramifications are. So don't forget your professional position. Don't promise anything and be aware of what it does for your professional standing, not as much as you might like. We support your community activities at Career Tools and at Manager Tools. Again, we just want you to be aware of the effect it has or may not have on your career. Don't stop caring. Just do it smartly and think about the impact it has.
Good. Simple. All right. Thanks, my friend.
My pleasure, partner.
Bye. Thanks, everyone. That's it. We'll see you next week. In the meantime, have a great one. So long.